that your words will be realized. You're a precious
gem. Gang has arrived, ready to go conversationally. 7 after the hour, Friday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, my technical world. I love technology. It's great when it works, but it's lousy when it doesn't work. Yesterday, you had a snafuzzle.
Yep.
Today, I have a snafuzzle.
What's going on with you?
There's nothing. I don't know why I was gone. Somebody may have messed around with some of my equipment in here, and this looks like you could run a nuclear submarine from my base here with all the computers and the technology and the wires and all of this stuff that makes it wonderfully easy most of the time to do what it is that we do. But unfortunately, somehow or other, Gremlin number one or two has gotten in here, and so I don't have access to a lot of information or material.
Maybe it was Charlotte because she was mad that you left her.
Oh, Charlotte's fine. She's here. She's comfortably snoring away. Very happy that I'm back. Jennifer Horn is here, back with us on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here to monitor some of your thoughts on the big issues of the day and of the week. I don't know if there's anything more to say about the status of Obamacare, except for one thing. Isn't it a coincidence, or do you find it a coincidence, or do you find it interesting that magically, on the morning after, we might want to have Maureen McGovern sing the theme from the Poseidon Adventure, on the morning after, miraculously, there were 7,125,000 people that had signed up for the Affordable Health Care Act, and the administration said, we're going to get to 7 million. We know we are. We're going to push it.
We just know it.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
But that doesn't speak to the fact that 3 or 4 million people were dumped from the rolls of insurance companies as this fiasco all began, and nobody wants to talk about that.
I think I actually read 6 million had been dumped from their insurance company.
Well, maybe
company.
6. Okay, so then the real net gain is 1 million.
Pretty good, huh?
Well, it's good for those. I hope it's good for those people. Kenny, it's good for you. We've decided that. Ken Kessler in California signed up. He had a good time, so he was one of the people who can celebrate the results. Whether you did it through the California system or you did it through the federal system, doesn't make any difference. The bottom line for you is that you have better care and it costs you less money, right? Isn't that, I mean, other than that, the practical side of this, whatever other people have had to say or whatever's happened to them, in your case, it worked okay.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. It worked. Once we got through the computer issues, it was a little touch and go there in the first week or so. But but once we got through that, it worked.
Yeah, considering all the horror stories, you got through pretty easily, even though it took you about a week, right?
Yeah. There were plenty of horror stories. Yeah. I don't want to recount them because at this point, who cares? Another item of interest from this week, the Fort Hood shooting. This is a pure and simple mistake, if you will, on the part of the government. I'm looking at a picture of this guy, Army Specialist Ivan Lopez. Looks pretty normal, looks pretty natural, looks pretty okay. However, his unstable mental health was probably the fundamental underlying cause of this shooting rampage. It went down at Fort Hood. 4 people are dead. There was an argument with another service member, which preceded the attack, apparently. And so he turned his gun on himself after he killed 3 people. Generally speaking, what we are hearing is that this woman... who I've not found an identity. We have a woman, name of the woman that was the military police officer. I've not
seen
her name
anywhere.
And they probably are smart by not publishing her name because everybody want to be all over her and interview her and talk about it. At any rate, 3 of the wounded in the shooting remain in serious condition at the hospital. Hospital says no information about the patients being treated elsewhere, and they're not releasing the names of those people either, I don't think. Are they? He had a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol and started shooting, went into a base building around 4 in the afternoon, and then he got into a vehicle, continued shooting before entering another building on the Army post, confronted by the military police lady in the parking lot, and this woman 20 feet away from him said, put the gun down. He took the gun, put it to his head. That was the end of that. Yeah. So
so damaged.
Right. And you got to wonder about the gun. He bought the gun, apparently, in a store, a gun store in Killian known as Guns Galore. There you go. You want to go to a store called Guns Galore, right? I'm very cynical about all of this stuff. I belong to the NRA, and I'm so sick of them and their position on this stuff. But you know what? In this circumstance, this guy was his own. In this way, I think I can make an argument for him being his own worst enemy when it comes to having, if you know that you're unstable, why do you go get a gun? What motivates you? Right. I mean, he knew there was something wrong. Then he went to seek out treatment because he knew there was something wrong. But he didn't know what was wrong. And nobody worked fast enough on it, which just shows more holes, at least from my perspective, at this point in time, unless we find out something different. Kenny, what are people saying it on the Facebook.com /good day social connection and Twitter and with regard to this?
Let's see. Dan says, it's extremely sad when you can't trust your fellow soldier, an American brother. Who can you trust?
Well, I mean, what does that mean? That's an innocuous statement. All right, I'm not going to comment on that. What else you got?
Jenny says, it's a little too late to hear now that he had mental problems. That doesn't help anybody. And this is another shooting that happened under Obama's watch.
So this is Obama's fault?
There was a large number of these military shootings since 2008, I think. And now whether, I don't think we can probably pin that one on Obama.
There can been a lot of stuff on Obama. I'm not sure you can pin this
I do
on
think, it. I mean, what this brings up for me is what is the screening process like when you do sign up for service?
Because that's a great point.
I mean, that for me, this man had problems before he was a soldier, before he saw anything. I don't buy into this post-traumatic stress disorder as much as I buy into the fact that he already had problems and what he saw pushed him over the edge.
Well, there are two items here. One of them, the one the mention that you just made of what the screening process is all about. Are we just taking anybody who walks through the door?
Right.
And then there is the post-traumatic stress disorder. But how it applies to him, because he was only over there for 4 months. And what the hell, there's nothing going on in Iraq. Oh, he did?
There was another tour before that. And he was actually at Fort Bliss before he was at Fort Hood. He had just been reassigned to Fort Hood. Mm-hmm. I was doing a little digging around last night about that.
All right. Okay. Well, good. Thank you for digging around. More conversation about what's going on. 888-302-3684 connects with us. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Folks, is your hair stronger? Is your hair healthier? Is your hair fuller than it was last year at this time? If the answer to that question is yes, please don't pay much attention to me over the next 60 seconds unless you know somebody who has the problem. If you know someone, somebody in your family, some friend who has less hair and his hair doesn't look or her hair doesn't look just right, maybe you can help them out by telling them a story of Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia, quickly and to the point, is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that cleanses your pores and allows the hair follicles that are under your scalp to come through once again. That's what it does. It's a pretty easy concept, right? You know that on your skin, all over your body, you can look at your arm and see the pores there and the hair growing through it. So the same thing is true on your head, except you don't use shampoo on your arm, so it doesn't plug up the pores on your arm, but it does plug up the pores in your head. It's like cement in there. You got to cleanse that out. And that's what Provia does in a natural way. Very, very potent. And therefore, after a couple of months, you'll feel a fuzz coming back in because the pores have been cleaned out and what's been trying to grow through there for a long time actually can come back through again. And that's what's so cool about Provia. So if you'd like to order it today, call 800-525-8319. How about ordering it right now? Don't wait. Listen, there's somebody there. They'll be happy to talk to you. 800-525-8319. They're happy to give you the opportunity to buy this stuff. After all, they can't stay in business if you don't buy their product. A lot of people are buying it. Very, very popular product. 800-525-8319. And I guess that's because it works. As a matter of fact, I don't guess. I know it works because I use it myself. 800 525 525-8319 for Provia. Cleanse the scalp, get the hair, look much better. 800-525-8319.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center's Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world. And a whole lot more, only at Guitar Center's Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good.
I'm ready
gut
for some.
Gut good.
I just Gutsy had a banana.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling a little nyeh.
Really?
Yeah.
Bananas, usually settle your stomach, but
isn't that weird?
If you need it, you need it. Here is George with a thought on the shooting at the base in Texas. George, go ahead. You're on the air and good day. Hi.
Yes, I heard on the news tonight that they had him on Ambien and four different psychiatric drugs.
Ambien puts you to sleep, so that's not going to have any impact on you. Unless
But he had sleep deprivation, and they also had him on four different psychotropic drugs.
Mm-hmm. Who told you? Where did you hear that?
On the coast to coast.
All right. Why is George talking about something like that? That's not his usual thing. I would have thought he would have brought in an alien or two to work on this guy.
He does conspiracies and stuff.
Yeah. Well, is this a conspiracy? Did somebody try to get this guy?
Never know.
Somebody have it against something against him? Oof. All right, so the theories continue and abound, and so I don't know that you get to the bottom of this very quickly. The bottom problem is, I think, what Jennifer said. This guy should never have been in the first place. The hunt for the missing jetliner in the next half hour here on Good Day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-366. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Last night, this is Idol alum Chris Daughtry, who actually didn't win on American Idol, but's had a pretty good career. Song singing here, waiting
in my
for
mind,
Superman.
I don't even think he came close to winning, Dougie, but he's had a really good run.
I remember his name, though. I do remember his name.
Daughtry,
how many years ago was he? How many years ago was he involved in the contesting?
Maybe five.
Has it been that long? Wow.
Four or five, yeah.
All right, so do we think this is any good? Crank it up. Would you go buy this and download it? This is the story of Jennifer's life.
Waiting for Superman?
Waiting for Superman.
Actually, Jennifer just became Superman.
Oh, really?
I'm not waiting for anybody.
Look up at the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
like
Superman.
My case? It's pink and glittery.
Very nice. All right, so let's get the eight contestants that are left. Dexter Roberts, Malaya Watson, Sam Wolf, Jenna Irene, Dexter Roberts, C.J. Harris, Caleb Johnson. Let's find out where Dexter Roberts is.
The first person that will be moving on in the competition to next week will be... Take a look at the screen. Let's reveal it. It's Dexter!
All right, next person.
Wait.
What?
Is Ryan like Vanna White now? He doesn't even have to say it. He just goes, look at the screen.
Yeah, right.
Does he have to touch it?
That could be. All right. Who's the next person?
Also having their idol ride continue. Which one of these faces will it be? Who's going to get some good news right now? Let's find out. Back to the screen we go. Who's it going to be?
Gina, I've been saying Jenna, but it's Gina!
Gina!
Irene. All right, third person in the queue.
And the next person to continue their run in the competition is, to the screens we look, who is it?
Actually, the next one was Caleb Johnson. I'm going to kill the suspense, so everybody's going to have to listen either to the podcast or podcast one or to a later hour of Good Day to go through the rest of the list. If you didn't see the show last night, you already know where they all rank and you know who's out. At any rate, Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers are here with some fun. Let's see how many of these we can squeeze in as time allows here.
This is my last night in Dallas, though. Yeah.
Conan
but I leave
Dallas
Texas with new friends, great memories, and dangerously clogged arteries. I'm telling you. I have eaten my body weight every night. I weigh myself before the meal and say, bring me that much meat.
That's right. My plan is on the ride home, I'm just going to eat a bowl of Lipitor.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh.
And our good pal Rob Ford is at it again. Oh, he's the best thing that ever happened in a monologue. Best thing that happened to comedy in 10 years. You know, get this. So yesterday he was the only member of Toronto's city council to vote no on a measure to congratulate Canada's Winter Olympians. He said, look, if someone's going to be rewarded for not falling on their face, it should be me. Okay, I can get something. Ford also voted against naming a street after Nelson Mandela. But he claims that he simply hit the wrong button. Then people who voted for Rob Ford were like, been there.
Help me out here. It's kind of a quandary, kind of a dilemma. Is it too soon to hit on Mrs. Putin?
David Letterman, by the way, announced his retirement yesterday and talked about it on his program last night. We'll have some of that, I think, later on. Very interesting. He's 67, I think, and feels it's time. Maybe going to join Jay.
See this coming,
Jay,
right?
Yeah, right. Take a trip with Jay. 28 after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, has Obamacare met its own expectations?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, one in four is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. After a dismal start with a broken website, is Obamacare now meeting or exceeding expectations?
Yeah, the website, by the way, is now handling a million point two people a day, and it is functioning fine. The rollout was a disaster. I think there is a deep-seated animosity, especially among some elements of the Republican Party, to the Affordable Care Act, and almost a desire to see it fail, a desire to see that it doesn't work. So I think that's the other big thing here. The Tea Party drives this to some extent. I mean, John Boehner doesn't really want to hold another 10, 20, 30 votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but he's probably going to have to.
Plenty of people, Republicans, there are Democrats who were never enthusiastic about the principles underlying Obamacare and were opposed to it from the beginning, and they'll be opposed to it to the end. But one of the reasons you hear people saying if Republicans by some chance got both houses of Congress this fall, there is a chance of repeal is because A, they don't like the underlying principles, B, the rollout has been atrocious, and C, those who are charged, say HHS, with running this program continue to move the goalposts. As recently as March 10th, a spokeswoman for HHS said, absolutely no extension of the March 31 deadline. But guess what? They're extending the deadline. And some people say, oh, that's just a small thing. Well, it's not.
This is your host, Mark.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end, The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Conversational mode Friday. Fun Friday. I haven't had any fun yet. Well, a little bit of fun with some of the late night comedians. 26 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with some of the issues of the day. The ruling this week by the Supreme Court on campaign donations and what a train wreck that is and what the public is saying about it. As a matter of fact, Kenny, I didn't ask you before, but I'm sure we must have some comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. 888-302-3684. Now that you've had a day or two to think about the ramifications of all this money being brought into the system, we thought it was bad. I've said this before many times, probably hundreds of times. In fact, I don't count how many times I make. I don't have a notch. I don't have a wall that has notches on. Okay, this is how many times he talked about campaign finance. Yeah. No, but I'm certainly sure many of you have the same feelings as I do about, well, first go back to Citizens United and what a horror show that was and has been, and we've seen that in the kinds of candidates and the support they've gotten, and not only that, but the kind of money that's been spent for referendum questions by these one-sided, these people. I don't even get how they bring the freedom of speech into this. Freedom, people say it all the time, isn't free. But under the circumstances, how can you, in whatever bully pulpit you have, you're an average person. I'm fortunate. Maybe I'm an average guy who has a bully pulpit, and perhaps once in a while I influence people's thinkings, singular or plural, on issues of the day, candidate, idea, something that's going on that I feel strongly about. And so you have the opportunity to share that, whether you want to do it here or some other way. That's cool. It's up to you. But there isn't anybody that I've talked to in the past couple of days who thinks anything good comes out of this Supreme Court ruling. And these are people from all walks of life, people who are progressive, people who are not, they can call them conservative, if you will. I don't like to use that term, right wing, left wing, whatever, middle of the road, people who don't even have a political bent, feel it's their duty to go vote once in a while, and they do. But they see and they sense and they feel that something is happening to our country. Something dramatic is different. And they can't quite put their fingers on it. And so that's why I say with my two fingers, index fingers, I point to this problem.
Because it's, again, it's ruling the elite ruling.
Right. People who have money count, people who don't.
Yeah, people that actually want to do some good and get into the public sector, it's a difficult uphill battle for them unless they have some money behind them. And I think, you know, this gets me frustrated. I'm just using Hillary Clinton as an example. This isn't a politically minded rant on my part. But think about that. We haven't even hit the presidential election season, and it's already a given that Hillary Clinton is the candidate. Yep. Why is that?
And would win.
Who? What about all the other Democrats that might want to run against her? That might
Never
have
mind
some
that,
other
the Republicans.
Well,
or
I know,
independents that we'd like to see run. A lot of good independents have a third party, somebody that would be representative of some other mindset other than the so-called traditional parties.
Yeah, it just makes me crazy that we already have a candidate, one candidate. I mean, not even like you're throwing
them down
the hat.
That's the news media is responsible for that.
Maybe, but is the news media part of the game here?
Yeah,
I mean,
yes,
to get people elected?
Here's why. I tell you that is the key because of the money. Yesterday I read in one of the trades how much money this is going to bring to radio and television, this ruling and the advocacy groups that will stem from it, and how they bought all kinds of time on radio and television for the last election, having nothing really to do with the presidential sweepstakes, but issues. You know how much money was spent on radio in California by Monsanto to dump referendum was 34, 37, whatever 37. It was. Okay, well, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. They can spend whatever they want. And what about the people on the other side who want to have a shot at getting, in this circumstance, labels on food so you know what the heck you're buying? That's going to... That
yeah,
kind
who
of
argues
stuff,
with that?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anybody anything.
Right.
Argues with that.
No, it doesn't. Kenny, what do we have for comments from listeners there, if you have some?
Drew says, which corporate shill should I choose?
Yeah, that's good. Yep. Corporate, whatever corporate entity supports candidate A or issue A versus candidate B and issue B. Yes, that's a point. Well spoken and a few short words. What else?
Lori says, thanks, Supreme Court. The billionaires and corporations now control even more of our freedom.
Yep. You don't, they do. Next.
And Bob says, under what premise should someone be allowed to use money to influence elections outside of their own district?
Yeah. This is just corruption personified. That's all it is. 888-302-3684. A couple of ships with sophisticated equipment for searching underwater zeroed in early today on a remote stretch of the Indian Ocean in this hunt for the Malaysian Airlines jet black boxes. Batteries run out next week. I love how the news media, a desperate hunt.
It's a search.
Yes. Arduous task. And anyway, so these ships have equipment that could hear the black box pings making their way along a 150-mile route that investigators are hoping may be close to the spot that the plane went down. There's no proof the plane even went in the water. $4 million. Is it a day or an hour? I can't even remember now. Every single penny of this worthwhile or not? 888-302-3684. America, Australia, China, England, France, Germany, all sending ships. There's no wreckage that has been found. They've been looking for weeks, looking for the black boxes now. Are they in the right place? Who the heck knows? You know how big this is? You can't even begin to imagine looking for a needle in a haystack, looking for a haystack in a haystack. 217,000 square miles they have been over in the last 3 weeks or so. 14 planes are out there right now. 9 ships are out there crisscrossing the ocean right now. They find debris all over the place, and they look at it, and what do they find? Nothing that's of value in this investigation. What have we found? And this has been a discussion that I think we may have been on more than anybody else this week. The amount of debris, junk, garbage in the ocean.
Yeah, it's messy out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what we've learned. If nothing else, we're never going to see the airline because I still think the airline is on the ground somewhere. But at any rate, where are the environmentalists in this? All these people that are running around worried about cow manure and methane gas. Where are they when it comes to this garbage that we're finding everywhere? These satellites have scoured the whole South China Sea, the whole Indian Ocean, a lot of the Pacific, and they're finding nothing but garbage and stuff dumped all over the place in pretty large chunks. sort of reminds me of the scene from that movie that Robert Redford was in, about the sailor who has all kinds of encounters. One of the problems he has, the initial problem, is he runs into his sailboat, runs into one of those cargo containers just floating around out in the middle of the ocean.
Hmm.
That's the premise of the movie. And how he deals with a hole in the side of his hull, the sinking ship and all that stuff. But it starts with him running into a big cargo container. And yesterday, Meredith and I were driving back from Florida. We went by the Newark Airport and the Port of Newark. The airport's on the left side. When you come up the New Jersey Turnpike, the Port of Newark is on the right side. And there are thousands and thousands of these containers that get put on the ships. I told you a couple of days ago, after I had seen or heard a story about how many ships there are in the oceans at any one point in time, 26,000 plus ships navigating the various waters around the globe at any time. And the fact that two ships a week sink in bad weather or hitting debris or any of these things, we're talking about, you never hear about them unless it's an oil tanker, because that's a big environmental. Well, what about the other stuff that goes down with these ships when they sink? That's got to have an environmental impact, doesn't it? Shows you what phonies these environmentalists are, some of them anyway. And I'm going to speak to that in a moment, because I've found the clue that puts the war on the family farmer in perspective. And we're going to get to that in a moment here on Good Day. It's 16 and a half before the hour.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by the folks at Intuit TurboTax. Amazing things come from you using TurboTax. What you're capable of doing, figuring out your own taxes, hey man, check it out, Intuit TurboTax. 14 before the hour. Okay, so I've come to a realization after listening to a clip from a talk radio program, and I'll play for you right now, and from that, you'll be able to ascertain, as I have, why it is that the federal government comes up with these crackpot rules, like the FDA wants to break up brewers and farmers. Listen to this discussion on a program hosted by a guy named Ray Appleton.
The president got a huge gift from the United Nations. Big quote from them that he's got to be loving. Quote goes like this: if the world doesn't cut out the pollution of heat-trapping gases, the already noticeable harms of global warming could spiral out of control. The only thing that's spiraling out of control on this is all the rhetoric, but this has got to be music to the president's ear. This is going to be the Obama summer of climate change. I'm telling you. And he used Fresno as a backdrop for that, you know, all in the name of the drought when he came here locally. That turned out to be the big rollout on climate change. And, you know, God bless him and his little pinheaded advisors. He's found a way to fight this and change the complexion of the whole climate change battle. And here we go again. You know what it is? It's something that we talked about a long time ago. Something that environmentalists launched into. And it was about 20 years ago on this program, as I recall. We laughed until our sides hurt. But back then, it didn't come from the White House. No. It was coming from these environmental groups, the Sierra Club, NRDC. And that is bovine flatulence. Bovine flatulence. You heard me. We are back to square one with global warming because of the methane gas emitted from hooved animals. All right.
Now, there it is, right there in a nutshell. The flatulence that comes, the methane gas that comes out of cows, is the reason we have environmental problems. You heard him summarize it well there. And this week, I don't know why I didn't think about this myself before. You hear me talking because I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. You hear me talking about all the rules that I see come in the trades, the warnings this week, for example, and I bring them to you so that you can not only understand what's going on, but hopefully you can take some action to try to get, as Ray said, to the pinheads who come up with these things. This week, if you didn't hear me talking about this proposed rule that would prevent breweries from passing off the spent grain to farmers, the rule, they say, is meant to, quote, ensure the safety of animal food for animals consuming the food and ensuring the safety of animal food for humans handling the food, particularly pet food. So what would happen essentially here is that breweries would be required to dry, analyze, and package the grain before it went to the farms without touching human hands. The process would be way too costly for the small craft brewers. The grain would have to be proven to be safe before it was picked up by farmers. And under the circumstances, there's nothing in here about the beer that comes from the grain. So what does that tell us? It tells us, if there's anything that's more blatant about this, again, now thinking about what he said, is there anything more blatant? They don't address the beer and whether or not that's safe to drink, but they're worried about handling the grain that's used to make the beer. Have you ever heard of anything more asinine? What this does is, for guys like me, I use brewer's grain on my farm for my dairy cattle.
You pick it up from your local brewery, right?
I get it from the brewery. We get about 1,000 pounds a day, mix it with the feed, give it to the cows. They love it. It's good for them. Keeps them healthy. Keeps weight on in the wintertime. It's wonderful stuff. And it's all, this is all now, I got it figured out, the administration through the environmental groups trying to put the American family farmer out of business. That's what this is. The dairy farmer out of business. The beef guy out of business because of this. Another rung on the ladder. 51 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone?
Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, I put it in the, where do I do with this plug?
Stick it in here. All right, so Shelley Palmer, who is our Tech Talk talker, Tech Talk time on the Good Day program, has a report today for you about Google's recent improvements to their Google Docs feature.
Oh, good. I use this.
Yeah,
we use this
a lot on the
program.
We're
using it right now.
So let's find out if we're doing it the right way. That info is coming right up here for you on Good Day.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and on your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world. And a whole lot more, only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever been working on a Google Doc only to find you couldn't do something you needed to do? Google recently launched add-on stores for Google Docs and Sheets, which brings new capabilities to your documents and spreadsheets. To see what's available, click Get Add-ons in the Add-ons menu of any document or spreadsheet. Every add-on was created by Google's developer partners. If you find one you want to use, clicking on it will make it available to use right away across all of your documents and spreadsheets. Some of the more popular add-ons include Avery's Label Merge, which makes setting up and printing labels easy, and the EasyBib add-on, which simplifies the process of citing sources in school essays or professional reports. Google wanted to make the add-on process as easy as possible, so they'll update automatically and look and feel like they're native features of the Google Docs and Sheets. There are about 25 add-ons currently available, with many more on the way in the coming months. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You saw Boost Mobile had low prices before, but now they're dropping lower than ever for anyone switching to a Boost 4G LTE device by April 7th.
Are the prices this low?
Nah, lower. $35 a month low.
How about this?
Now, try it. $35 a month for 6 months low.
Wow, that's low.
You're right, it's low. That's how Boost Mobile does it. They go $35 a month for 6 months low, all with unlimited talk, text, and data.
Oh, baby, for only $35 a month? I'm down with that.
Available at Boost Mobile, Best Buy, and Radio Shack. Boost Mobile, be heard.
No, I guess. Boost Mobile, be heard.
A
Offer available 2614 to 4714 at BoostMobile.com and select retailers only. Limited to new accounts and purchase of 4G LTE device. Rates increase after introductory rate. Coverage not available everywhere. Includes 2.5 gigabytes per month of high-speed data. See BoostMobile.com/35plan or participating dealer for details.
When it comes to financial education, understanding the basics is very important. It's critical, in fact. There's a new initiative which offers tips and videos that will be available all month long, the month of April. It'll help consumers get wise about your finances. If you want some more details on that, let's listen together to Brian Osich.
April is Financial Literacy Month, a perfect opportunity for consumers to learn the basics or refresh their financial literacy knowledge. Ally's Manager of Community Relations, Jacqueline Howard.
Throughout the month of April, Ally will provide 4 weeks to get wise, a financial literacy initiative with tips and videos on Twitter and YouTube, focusing on topics like credit, budget, banking, investing, and auto finance. Our Get Wise tips are an easy way for consumers to reach their financial goals. Some of my favorite examples from our video series are tips on budgeting, saving, and investing.
According to Howard, there is free financial education available throughout the year.
Ally advances financial literacy education year-round through its WalletWise program, which provides free in-person and online courses for consumers, as well as an online quiz to test financial literacy knowledge.
For more information and to take the financial literacy quiz, go to AllyWalletWise.com or follow Ally on Twitter at Ally. That's financial fitness from Ally.
Well, there we go.
We're really professional, usually.
Yeah, well, you know what's going on here? Speaking of technology, I'm trying, when I came back to my farm studio, my printer that goes with all of my missiles. I can send a missile into space with this stuff here, but I can't print anything out. So Richie and I are working our way through how to do
this. I got news for you, folks. This missile would be a dud.
Well, thank you. This is Dudley on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at Takeoff. 59.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.